107.1 Juice FM, Stratford's Greatest Hits. Good morning, I'm Jamie Caudill. Always great to check in with Ann Swerdfeger with Stratford Festival. Good morning, Ann.
Good morning, Jamie.
And we've got previews that have already been underway for Hamlet this week. Big week.
Yeah, we are moving along. We've got so many shows in rehearsal, too. I was fortunate enough to see Hamlet when we had to take the photos and capture the video, and I loved it.
Okay, now it's kind of a, is it a different take on Hamlet, or how would you describe this particular production?
It is very modern, and it's got, I found it incredibly accessible. I know there are people out there who don't like the modern takes, but I just loved this one. The Amaka Ume plays Hamlet. She is a female actor, but she plays Hamlet as a man. I know some people were wondering how that was happening, but it's you know, like Shauna McKenna played Richard III as a, she played Richard III as a man, similar situation here, and she's just terrific. She had actually gone into audition for the role of Ophelia, and the director was so blown away that he cast her in the title role, and is she ever good? And the show has lots of, because it's modern, there's things that happen that are modern to us today, and it really works. Very accessible, easy to understand. Michael Spencer Davis plays Polonius. He's stupendous. Nice Stratford actor there. It is a really, really wonderful play, I think, to introduce young people to Shakespeare, because it is so clear and it moves really quickly. It's very fast-paced. And, of course, there's that spooky element of the ghosts and whatnot in it. So I highly recommend it for people who have high school students, high school-age children who would they'd like to introduce to Shakespeare, or just yourself. It's a good show.
And so previews are well underway. And is this the show that opens the Stratford Festival season?
This is. We'll have our gala opening on June the 2nd. Not a Monday this year. It's we're doing Thursday, Friday, Saturday. You know, COVID has changed everything. But the pipe band is going to come out and whatnot. We'll talk more about that, I'm sure, as we get closer to the date. But I hope people will still want to come and have a look-see when the opening night red carpet is happening.
So again, yes, previews for Hamlet continue, previews for Chicago well underway. And I saw a tweet just the other day from Eric McCormick, Ann.
Yeah, isn't it nice? What a supporter of the Stratford Festival and his roots in theater. He came back to see Chicago and loved it. He, of course, had a huge interest in Rocky Horror Show and met Dan Shamroy backstage there. I don't know whether it was the first time they were meeting or not, but I got a photo of them arm in arm, and here's another one that he's posted of himself with Dan, who is, of course, in Chicago playing Billy Flynn, arm in arm after a matinee not long ago.
Oh, that is awesome. So, yeah, great to have Eric McCormick in town. Again, as you mentioned, a big supporter of the Stratford Festival. And previews continue for Richard III.
Yes, Richard III in the beautiful new theater. I think people are absolutely loving getting into that new theater and seeing this magnificent performance that is takes advantage of everything that new theater has to offer. So there's lots to see. We've also got Little Women on stage rehearsing, so that's going to start preview soon. So much is happening, every little nookie. We're talking about form events getting underway before too much longer. That's more of a summer activity, but holy cow, it's like normal times almost, except people still have to test, and there's always a risk of something happening behind the scenes, I suppose, COVID-wise. But audiences have been really good about wearing their masks, which is we've learned the most important thing in terms of containing anything and keeping yourself protected. So thank you, audiences.
Yeah, absolutely. Again, all the safety protocols in place at Stratford Festival. And as you mentioned, audiences are just enjoying returning to the Stratford Festival. And it's almost kind of like hitting the ground running. I mean, we've got previews underway, more rehearsals underway. This is great.
Yeah, it's hard to believe after 2 years, we're all half flexing muscles that we haven't flexed for a little while as we get back into the season.
And certainly clapping and standing ovations for sure.
Yes, indeed. It is brings tears to my eyes every time. Yeah. What a wonderful thing to see people back in theaters.
Oh, absolutely. Ann Swordfeger with Stratford Festival. So get tickets for the previews, get tickets for the upcoming season. StratfordFestival.ca is the website for all of the details. Ann Swordfeger with Stratford Festival. Thanks so much for this, Ann. We'll chat again. And have yourself a great long weekend, too, by the way.
Thank you. Yes, it's that time of year already. We'll be wearing white come Tuesday.
There you go. And thanks so much.
Great to talk to you.